The Lord be with you. Dear brothers and sisters, when I asked Pastor Chuck which biblical text I should preach about today in this service, he told me that I should choose whatever text I like, but that it should be very personal and having something to do with my life. However, when you live in Israel, almost all biblical texts have to do with your life in one way or another, because almost daily you are confronted with the geography, the culture, the religion, the mentality, and the mindset of those texts. In the West, we often think that as preachers, we have to make the biblical texts relevant for the people, or to translate them somehow into the daily life of the people. Here in Israel, I feel that it is just the other way around. From the daily experience, from the context I live in, the biblical texts come to my mind in a very natural way, and in a way that makes me ponder about the relevance of my daily experience, not of the texts. One of these texts is the story about Jesus walking on the water and about Peter sinking in the Sea of Galilee. I read from Matthew chapter 14, the verses 22 till 33. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came, walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." I'm sure that most of you know the Sea of Galilee pretty well. Maybe images of this place have been on your minds since you heard the biblical stories first. Maybe in Sunday school, during your childhood. And today, whenever you visit these places in the Galilee, you might compare whether these images on your mind are indeed the same as the reality on the ground of these places, or at least somehow similar to it. I went there some years ago on a field trip with one of my confirmation classes from the Lutheran Church of the Redeemer here in Jerusalem. Some very nice and bright youngsters at the age of 12 or 13. I wanted them to experience the local taste of some biblical stories firsthand. Thus, we sat on the shore and we read together the story about Jesus and Peter walking on the sea, and about the big storm. All of a sudden, Fritzi, one of my boys, stretched out on the beach, dipped his feet into the clear, lukewarm water, and told me, "Come on, this is no place for storms. There never was a storm here, and there never will be." Thus, my entire well-prepared educational concept for that day vanished into the thin air. However, even though I am not an expert for weather forecasts, I feel that this biblical story has very much to do with my daily life, and you might have experienced just the same. You know about these situations when you are out on the sea and when the little boat of your life is battered by the waves. A relation breaking apart, your career having come to a dead end, a severe disease entering your life, maybe even closeness of death. And you feel so terribly alone. No one in the boat of your life who could comfort you. God seems to be so far, like Jesus praying somewhere on the mountain, having abandoned his disciples in the little boat. The waves go higher and higher. Your boat starts sinking. The wind is against you. It might be the darkest hour of the night, shortly before dawn. But then, is it the last nightmare of this night? Or is it the first beam of light over the horizon? Someone walking over the water towards you, towards the boat. The fishermen know very well the stories their ancestors have told them. A ghost! It's the ship's kobold! Or, as a North German I would say, Der Klabautermann kommt! They scream. They are terrified. But then a familiar voice, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." Is it a reminder from the past? From the times when you could still believe in him like a child? From the times before your life was turned upside down? But could this reminder from the past, from times gone by, really help in the present turmoil? Only the boldest might think so. And Peter, like always, he is one of the boldest, of course. "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Is it you who has spoken this sentence in times of your deepest distress? Is it you who takes heart, being ready to do something new and unexpected when everything else has failed? Is it you? "Come." Thus, you climb over the guardrail, carefully putting your feet onto the troubled surface of the water. Step by step, slowly, but gaining more confidence with every inch you proceed. It works. Even within the water, you are gaining ground underneath your feet. It is as if you had just learned walking anew. Maybe after a severe surgery, after having lost the companion who used to walk all of your ways with you at your side during your life. It works. Unexpectedly, but it really works. What an amazing feeling. But all of a sudden, you realize that the troubles of your life have not vanished, like my educational concept. That your troubles are still there. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. This is the moment when you start sinking, when you lose sight of your Lord, when you lose sight of your hope, when you start focusing again on all what is against you in life. Lord, save me! This is the crucial moment. When you don't expect anything from yourself anymore. When you realize that you are not the master of your own life, but there is someone else who extends his hand in order to hold you, in order to carry you. The moment when your own righteousness is shattered by the insight that all you can do is just expecting and accepting everything from him. There is a big difference between the first step, command me to come to you on the water, and the second step, Lord, save me. In the first step, I feel and I sense that I can do great things with God. But in fact, I still rely upon myself, and I even deceive myself and others. I know that as a pastor, I am always in this danger. I have to present myself as a man of God, but I know exactly how much it flatters me when people praise my work, when people tell me how well I manage to keep the congregation together. And the more I feel flattered, the more I forget to lift my eyes to the only one who can keep the congregation together, our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Isa al-Masih. But if I lose sight of him, just one single high wave, even if it is not that high, is enough to make me lose ground and I start sinking again. During these present days, we hear a lot about restoring courage. I would like to challenge this discourse, asking whether this is really a courage that relies totally on God, or whether it is a courage that relies on my own ideas, political perceptions, and on what I imagine to have understood about God's plans. I know that I am only able to understand so little. I fail again and again, even if I am fully convinced, and when I exclaim, command me to come to you on the water. I know that Peter started sinking only seconds afterwards when he realized that the waves were still against him, that the waves were still there. That's why I am in dire need of the second step. Lord, save me. I stand in front of you, Lord, with empty hands. I am a sinner, failing again and again, even and especially when I feel strong and infallible, powerful. Lord, save me. This is the point where a truly Christian life starts. Welcome on board. Welcome to the fellowship of all those who might have little faith, who might doubt time and again, who know that there is only one great master who gives them strength in a troubled world, especially when the tides go high. Fritzi was so sure that there would never be a real storm on the Sea of Galilee. But maybe, okay, he was right. I don't know. But we all know that there are too many storms in our lives that can shatter a human life. May you all succeed in these moments, and may we succeed in these moments to put our faith and our trust in our one great God, whom we know through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
In closing, we're going to sing a song together. But I was just thinking, those of us that know the Galilee, it's Vioni isn't about 2:30 or 3 o'clock. The winds kick up from the Mediterranean, and that heat that's supercharged begins to rise, and the Mediterranean cool breezes rush in, and I wish your friend could have been there for one of those storms when it really gets dangerously choppy. But I identify with the message and to all of us and to myself included, that we need to keep our eyes on Him when we think of ourselves as strong and succeeding in our walk with Him. That's when we run the risk of falling and sinking. Let's all stand and sing this song together in closing. Father, we bless You for this day, the rich fellowship that we've sensed, being in Your presence. And Lord, we're especially reminded by the message that was just delivered that we need to keep our eyes upon You and not on our natural strengths or our giftings, not on anything that we could count to our strengths, Lord, because You warned us that that we should take heed lest we fall because of our self-confidence. Lord, we bless You and thank You that we can call upon You to save us, deliver us time after time. And You have the mercy and grace to lift us up out of our sinking situation. We bless You. We love You. We just pray this morning that if there are any here who have yet to call upon You as Savior and Lord and to turn their lives over to You, that they will do that at this moment, in this moment of prayer, that they will turn to You and bow their knee and accept You as Savior and Lord, so You can deliver and set them free as well. We bless You and thank You that Your presence has been here, convicting us, propelling us forward in our walk with You. In Jesus' name, thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen.